Kelly McLaughlin makes her way to the couch in her Carmel living room, using her cane so she doesn't lose her balance. The strain she's under is written all over her and her husband Ryan's faces.
It's been a grueling couple of weeks, not just with the information and decisions we've had to make, but just that turn of the corner of, yes, I'm going to die from this.
Kelly has stage 4 brain cancer, and after surgery a year ago, the cancer's already back. It's the same kind that Joe Biden's son and Senator John McCain died from.
It's resistant to treatment. So, it's like shooting BBs at a grizzly bear and thinking you're going to do something.
Kelly and her husband share 4 kids. The youngest is in kindergarten. She doesn't know yet that her mom is sick.
I feel like I'm the glue that kind of holds all this together. And as I get weaker and more tired, I feel like, you know, I can't be that person for my kids like I once was.
Just trying to be more intentional with the time.
Angela Hershey is here today to listen, provide support, and hopefully just help Kelly relax.
So is there anywhere you feel called to start, just as far as catching me up on anything new that's going on with you?
We have decided that we're going to try that last-ditch chemo.
Angela lights incense and finishes laying out an assortment of healing stones and flowers on a small table between her and Kelly. Angela's been on Kelly's care team since August. She's part of a growing profession called end-of-life or death doulas.
I mean, as long as we've been living, we've been dying. And so death doulas are really an ancient role.
The National End of Life Doula Alliance is based in Orlando, Florida. Its membership has been growing steadily, particularly since the COVID pandemic started in 2020. Alliance Director Alvin Harmon says the pandemic changed the way people think about death.
When you thought about people who were dying and being put in refrigerated trucks, and that is not how we want to die. And the doula has always created that space for them to die in a peaceful manner.
You can't find an exact number of how many doulas are practicing because it's not something you have to be licensed to do. Anyone can call themselves a death doula, but there are classes you can take in different trainings in everything from massage to understanding the grief process.
They're trained in just how to recognize decline, you know, being able to say there's some other phone calls that we can make, help people making funeral arrangements, you know, all of these things. They really, really support, you know, the family members.
Kelly found Angela through her therapist. After meeting virtually, Kelly decided it was a good fit. Kelly lies back on the couch. It doesn't take much to drain her energy these days.
I have a heart healing perfume that's, I'm just going to place a little bit on your heart. And then I can kind of, I'll kind of stand over there and play the singing bowl if that's okay.
As Kelly's condition worsens, Angela will come more often. She'll help make plans for hospice when the time comes. Angela will figure out what Kelly wants when she's in transition. Does she want to be read to, hear a certain kind of music? Kelly hopes her last weeks and days will be that final gift to her children.
It doesn't have to be in a hospital with beeps and monitors and doctors. This alternative way of approaching it as a very spiritual and sacred crowning of your life, I think it could be very healing for you and those you love.
Soon Angela will start meeting with Kelly's kids, and after Kelly passes away, the doula will transition to helping the family and supporting them as they deal with the grief of losing a wife and a mother. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Whitmire.